I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
Over and over and over again, you are lied to, but you still want to believe it. You've been lied to for your entire life, and it is truly the strong and courageous that can admit that to themselves. The true warrior is the one who knows the nature of this reality, which is nothing more than a perceptual illusion, a grand spectacle designed for the spirit to learn and grow, to experience. The warrior navigates the tides of Armageddon like a seasoned veteran, adrift on the stormy seas and yet balanced. You've done this before, countless times. The lies of the outer realm, and most importantly, the lies you tell yourself, the lies of the inner realm, must fall by the wayside now. It is time to move on. The true warrior is the one who knows the ego's games. He has conquered himself. The awakened one observes and can see the higher mind and the lower mind. The awakened one recognizes the inner duality and strives to initiate internal reconciliation to reach a holistic balance of the polarities within their own being. They seek to blend the polarities within and transcend their own self-imposed limitations. That's why we're here. The releasing of attachments to this physical illusion seems to be a prerequisite for perceptual expansion. Our physical lives are but a nanosecond in time, a brief moment of passage. The illusion of linear time makes it appear longer, but ultimately, all that exists is the eternal now. Your life is transient. Your experiences are eternal. You are eternal. When all is said and done, there is nothing to fear. Fear is a weapon that your opponent uses against you, but when you finally realize that you are participating in a grand, extravagant theater production, it can ease the burden of the tough lessons in this school of hard knocks. It's quite amusing. What people seem to fear most is the death of the physical body, something that can't be changed, and yet they live their lives within crippling fear of the inevitable. Perhaps we even choose the time and manner of our departure before we even incarnate. It's just a thought. Our attachments to the way we view what we call reality are persistent illusions, cognitive fortresses reinforced by a lifetime of mind programming and social conditioning. We breathe life into our illusions because that's how powerful the mind is. We develop a codependency with the illusion. The process of expansion is all about letting go. From a profound book called Becoming, we read, "It is to be understood that the time of realization by humanity that it has come to a crossroads is happening now. A decision must be made as to whether to continue on under the influence of those who would continue to control them or to accept the responsibility of choosing their own future. Under the influence of the methods of control being applied now, the consideration of taking such responsibility by a large portion of humanity is not possible. Take into consideration the number of humans who are not even vaguely aware of the situation that confronts the planet and its inhabitants, and the chances of ever attracting the interest of a considerable portion of humans are next to impossible. However, when those who are aware, no matter how few by comparison to the number inhabiting the planet, come together in agreement as to this choice, the balance of power is changed. This is even more powerful when these concerted foci are aligned with the action of the laws of the universe. No one can tell you that you are not the light that is meant to shine in this world unless you let them and you believe their nonsense. Then, at that point, it's your fault. Which of these illusions do you choose to give your mind away to at the expense of your very selfhood? In the midst of this collapse, when does it finally become time to stand forth within sovereignty and individuated consciousness and make a stand? I suppose it's now or never. Battered and torn like broken vessels drifting aimlessly upon oceans of destitution and calamity, we have set sail upon the seas of insanity, the stormy waters of third density, and the captain is out to lunch. Coming into this realm is kind of like skydiving without a parachute. What a shit show it all is. I'm truly stunned and amazed at the way people so comprehensively give away their minds to media propaganda and fear-driven narratives. And they celebrate it as if they believe somehow their own ignorance serves them. It's a massive contradiction. They identify solely with the ego and the physical vessel. Over and again, the same scripted shit is presented as if on a constant feedback loop, and it seems that the reaction is always the same. Disempowerment, emotional reactivity, panic, and victimhood. We've witnessed 2 years of global mass hysteria. Living within that crippling state of fear is like an albatross around the soul. You can expend your energy buying all manner of shit they want to sell you in this grand carnival if that is your choice, but you don't have to buy it. You choose to. Being a free thinker in this world that is night and day trying to shut you down is a real challenge, but you cannot put a price tag on what it takes to achieve cognitive freedom and individual sovereignty. Claiming ownership of your own consciousness is very costly, for you must be willing to part with the illusions that have shaped your very identity. It's a very deconstructive process. And by the way, the real virus that exists is a disease that infects the mind, a parasite on consciousness, and no amount of toilet paper, bottled water, surgical masks, or untested biological agents injected into the bloodstream will ever provide any relief from that. Nor will they provide protection from coronavirus or swine flu or herpes or H1N1 or whatever. So then, what are you afraid of? What? Death? Oh, please. Neville Goddard, considered to be one of the greatest metaphysical thinkers of the 20th century, who examined scriptures in an esoteric sense in terms of consciousness, wrote, "The seventh is called Thomas. This disciplined quality doubts or denies every rumor and suggestion that are not in harmony with that which Simon Peter has been commanded to let enter. The man who is conscious of being healthy, not because of inherited health, diets, or climate, but because he is awakened and knows the state of consciousness in which he lives, will, in spite of the conditions of the world, continue to express health. He could hear through the press, radio, and wise men of the world that a plague was sweeping the earth, and yet he would remain unmoved and unimpressed. Thomas the Doubter, when disciplined, would deny that sickness or anything else which was not in sympathy with the consciousness to which he belonged had any power to affect him. This quality of denial, when disciplined, protects man from receiving impressions that are not in harmony with his nature. He adopts an attitude of total indifference to all suggestions that are foreign to that which he desires to express. Disciplined denial is not a fight or a struggle, but total indifference. Instead of falling prey to external illusions, what if we just stopped playing the game? What if we withdrew our attention and diverted it into creating a new template for human experience? What would that look like? Well, no one knows because we've never done it. We've been too busy being psychological and emotional slaves to the tyrants that have walked among us for millennia. Same old story. Perhaps it's time for the story to end. Who writes the ending of the screenplay? Perhaps the idea is to divert our conscious awareness into the drama to misdirect it from focusing on creating something new. Hence the pandemic and all the garbage that has gone along with it. And one more thing. If safety and comfort is all that you seek amidst all of this nonsense, despite everything that moves all around you, then your world is about to be rocked and shaken to its core, so you should decide where you stand and make a conscious choice to create that which you would prefer to experience. Or not. Either way, the play will unfold and come to its conclusion, and we are in the final moments. You can vote all you want, you can complain all you want, you can be a willing victim all you want, but until you advance your consciousness as a willing act, nothing in the outer world that you experience will ever change. And if care, kindness, compassion, and joy have been bred out of you as it has with so many, then you are about to fall. Big time. The controllers are so few in number when compared to the overall population that the only way they maintain control is through the cognitive manipulation of the psyche. Therefore, each individual must work to overcome their own conditioned system of thought, which has led humanity into a downward spiral for generations. Again, from becoming. A great number of beings present on this planet now are focused on fulfilling their individual requirements for completion, or as you might consider it, graduation. those of us who can sense the energetic changes all around us, but most importantly within ourselves, are those who may reach a higher level of cognitive advancement. It's here for the taking. Lately, I'm beginning to think that this is why we incarnate here in the first place. Wouldn't you want to play a challenging game instead of a boring one? Perhaps this Earth realm, with its intense duality and the extremes of polarity, provides a unique experience that cannot be gathered anywhere else. It seems as if this entire paradigm, this system of coercion, is all designed to prevent the individual from ever discovering themselves. It's a prison for the spirit. Maybe when an individual consciousness reaches that point of self-awareness, self-actualization, and ultimately self-creation, then it becomes time to transcend the realm of physicality to advance in one's progression. And maybe this Earth game system is an experiential playground that once in a while, after vast periods of linear time, comes to a point where it resets and starts over again. Perhaps when a cycle comes to completion, a certain percentage has gathered the experiences needed to move on, while the others must complete another cycle to maximize the benefits of playing this game. In the end, it doesn't matter. Eternity is our field of endeavor, and infinite consciousness is that which we are all a part of. This entire system seems to be designed to distract us in numerous ways from ever discovering that.